Chapter 3. The Union Stands Its Ground. Meade arrived at the Union's position after midnight. In a small farmhouse on Cemetery Hill, he decided to take a defensive position. He ordered his soldiers to fan out along the high ground. The next day, on July 2nd, Lee told Confederate Lieutenant General James Longstreet to strike the Union's left flank. Other groups would move against different parts of the line. Longstreet's men spent hours marching to find a way to sneak around the Union lines. The day grew late. Longstreet's men moved toward a hill called Little Round Top. Four pieces of Union artillery were waiting for them in a place called Devil's Den. The artillery had been dueling with Confederate cannons all day. Now they fired at Longstreet's infantry, but the cannons shot over the soldiers' heads. Longstreet's men surged into Devil's Den. The Union soldiers fled. Longstreet's men continued toward Little Round Top. It was the far edge of the Union line. If they broke through, the Confederates could attack the rest of the Union army from behind. Union troops led by Colonel Joshua Chamberlain held the hill and fired at the Confederates. When they ran out of ammunition, Chamberlain's soldiers charged with bayonets. Fighting raged until night fell. Confederates took some ground, but the Union line held. Dead and wounded men covered the battlefield. Meade met with his generals at midnight. They agreed to wait for Lee's attack on July 3rd rather than go on the offensive. In the morning, Lee began a massive attack with Longstreet in command. Horses pulled artillery pieces to the Confederate front lines, but many shots flew over the Union's front line. The Union artillery responded, but held back to save ammunition. After almost 2 hours, the thunder of the artillery stopped. Then, more than 11,000 Confederate infantry lined up. Major General George Pickett commanded three of the nine brigades. Their attack came to be known as Pickett's Charge. Pickett's men marched out of the woods 1 mile, 1.6 kilometers, from the high ground. As they got closer, they began to run. Shells and bullets tore through their lines. Many Confederates retreated, but some reached the Union lines. Brigadier General Lewis Armistead led men over a stone wall. Union soldiers began to run away, but they soon recovered and fought back. Armistead fell, wounded. So did many others. Some Southerners surrendered, others fled. While Pickett's charge distracted soldiers on the front lines,